Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And let's get right into the news. Apparently, Peter Thiel is warning that China may be weaponizing Bitcoin against the United States.
Oh, no, the world's going to end.
It's really interesting because doesn't he, I mean, I saw that he owns PayPal, and don't they take crypto? But, yeah.
Well, I don't know if he has some stock in PayPal, but, I mean, he doesn't have the controlling ownership anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been a long time.
It's not like somebody can't have a view that differs from their company, too.
Well, Peter Thiel, this here from Yahoo Finance, says, China using Bitcoin as financial weapon. Peter Thiel, billionaire venture capitalist and PayPal co-founder, advised the U.S. government to consider tighter regulations on cryptocurrencies.
Well, he should have advised them to... Oh, he did advise them to start accepting, understanding cryptocurrency a decade ago. And now that the Chinese are getting ahead of the game, now the United States government is worried.
Wait, Peter Thiel said that a decade ago?
I'm sure he did.
I'm pretty sure Peter Thiel has always pretty much hated crypto because he's a gold person.
No. He's
Am I mistaken about who
he's pro crypto?
Are you thinking of Peter Schiff?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's the gold person.
Yeah. Peter Thiel's pro crypto, and look, I mean, you know, these governments were going to use cryptocurrency against each other at some point. And the United States is the king of the hill, and there's no way you can just sit up there and start swatting things down and say, no, and like you're going to continue to do that. I'm sorry. That's a stupid plan for remaining king of the hill.
I will not be surprised when governments do that, though. I mean, they already have started doing that kind of stuff.
So I agree with Peter Thiel that the Chinese government is weaponizing Bitcoin against the United States government, because the Chinese government will weaponize anything against the American government.
I mean,
because they're number two and we're number one, and that's how these things go.
Yeah, and the question is, does this actually, you know, do us a favor as like citizens and people of the United States and people of the world?
Sure.
Probably. I can't feel that sad about the United States financial system collapsing.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't seem like necessarily a bad. I haven't read the story. Obviously, you're covering some of it, but like, it doesn't seem like a bad thing.
But
we'll see.
Mark was saying that the Chinese government is worse than the U.S. government. I really don't know which one is worse.
Oh, yeah.
If they were harvesting your organs, you would.
Yeah, I think it's a complicated situation. Like, which perspective? I think from my perspective, the Chinese government good, U.S. government bad, but I'm also not suffering through the Chinese regime either.
Well,
so.
I don't think the Chinese government is good at all. They're horrible.
Well,
awful.
I mean, if you want cheap stuff from China, and you're benefiting from that.
Manufacture anything, though.
This is true, but they do keep the yen below value low, which means sort of benefits, you know, us Americans.
They're not going to be able to do that forever, and it should be curiouser what's going to happen to China in the long run.
Yep.
I hope it's not a war.
Well, oh, God, no.
It says, Thiel made these comments after he expressed worry the Chinese are using Bitcoin to corrode the U.S. financial system. Thiel gave his more than skeptical-sounding comments at a virtual roundtable for members of the Richard Nixon Foundation on April 7th. He said, even though I'm a pro-crypto, pro-Bitcoin maximalist person, I do wonder whether, at this point, Bitcoin should be thought of as part of a financial weapon against the United States.
So, there you go. I mean, I wouldn't doubt for a second that China is going to attempt to use any weapon in its arsenal rise above the United States in whatever way it can.
This is such a U.S. perspective, though. Like, I mean, let's be real. The U.S. is doing the same damn thing with China, and a same damn thing with every other country.
They're not using digital currency as effectively against China.
Maybe not.
Because they're so far behind the ball, because they wouldn't listen 10 years ago when everybody told them.
They're
a bunch of idiots, and they just wouldn't listen. And now they're like, only bad people that like communists like Bitcoin, even though it was traded by people that hate communists and stuff, and we're communists, and I mean, stupid a-holes that wouldn't listen.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're right.
If they lose one, you know, iota of their power, they deserve it because they can't plan ahead. They don't listen. They think everybody's lying to them.
It would be good if they do, because look at the world in terms of, like, U.S. military bases. So, like, just that alone, not to mention all the other ways that they, you know, basically bully, you know, other countries.
That's how they look at the world, as in U.S. military bases. They don't look at the world as in money, which is exactly how China has always looked at the world.
Mm.
Well, and that's the mistake they make.
The United States military bases are effectively United States money, because that's how we back our dollar anymore. Just using our military to bully people into only taking dollars for oil. And I think that it'd be better if the whole world would be better off if the dollar collapsed.
Well, it's going to get replaced by something. And I'll say this. A, the dollar is going to collapse. B, so will the yuan, the renminbi, however you want to call it, the Chinese money. Bitcoin is likely, or something like it, some kind of digital currency that is actually value-backed, is likely to be the new, better thing. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about that for years here on Free Talk Live, and here's a little news. It isn't going to be pretty.
Oh, yeah, I don't
There think aren't going to be flags flying. There isn't going to be your favorite animal dancing in the background. When change occurs, it happens quickly, and it's usually pretty ugly. And it doesn't matter whether I like it or not. I've been telling you for a long time it's going to happen. Mismanagement results in collapse, and we've had a lot of mismanagement.
Yeah, and you know, the unfortunate part of it is it's often the governments that are causing most of the hardship on their populations by their reactions. It probably wouldn't even be that terrible other than, you know, government basically causing those or making those problems more severe than they otherwise would have been.
Yeah, if the U.S. government did its very best to secure as much Bitcoin right now as it could, it'd probably be a lot better off.
Yeah, probably.
But instead, it's like, this is bad. It hurts our banks.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think that the United States will just become a third world country if the dollar went to?
No. Did England? You know, I mean, England went from the world's empire to, you know, almost nothing.
Yeah. And the pound was the world reserve currency at one time.
The thing that's going to that might turn the world, the U.S. I should say, into a third world country is like nukes. That's what would cause a.
Let's hope that
the U.S.
never happens.
Yeah, let's definitely hope that doesn't happen.
Guys, let's go to the phones. We've got I can't remember who.
Detox,
that's right. Detox calling in from like Massachusetts. Detox, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first and foremost, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my homeboy, Mr. Kennedy, out in Cape Cod. My question to you guys is, since we're almost at the 20th anniversary of 9/11, do you think there's ever going to be a time where we actually get a new investigation?
No.
Yeah, zero chance.
Why would you expect the government to investigate themselves like that?
Again, especially.
I mean, well, not necessarily. So we have, there's more people now who are aware of the situation that, you know, the official report was bogus.
Well,
so we don't necessarily have to have the government.
You know, it would be a bigger, more interesting question to ask is when exactly, if ever, the U.S. government will reveal what it knows about 9/11. You know, I'll put this sounds a little conspiracy-ish, but the truth, so to speak, right? I mean, certainly they investigated in quotes, but, you know, will they, you know, I mean, because often, like, the governments will reveal, like, stuff that happened 50 or 80 years ago or whatever, you know, more.
We still don't know what happened to JFK. It was 1963.
I know.
Or whatever it was.
I know.
No. The answer, no. Okay?
So you think never.
There aren't aliens, and we can't get the stuff about aliens.
Let me just interject with this. Oh, all right. So do you guys know who Susan Lindauer is?
I've heard the name.
So Susan Lindauer, she was cousins to Andrew Card, who was the President Bush's I'm missing it. But anyways, so she was a whistleblower. She knew about 9/11 of April in 2001. She went through the proper channels to tell the government that this was going to happen, and then she actually went to jail because of it. I think she spent a year in jail. I don't know. So I think we're getting, like...
I don't think we're getting anything. Thanks for the call.
No?
No. Never going to happen. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. In fact, if you want to call in and ask us a question like, do you think the government will ever investigate itself, find out that it's been wrong, and put a whole bunch of bad people in jail? No, we don't think that's the case. As a matter of fact, I'd love to know a time in U.S. history when that has occurred. How many times that has occurred in any country?
This is a good question, and I think your answer was spot on. I think you may have said this off air, but absolutely not. Because you can't even think of anything that's any time in the past where that's occurred, right? Like, when have they ever gone back and investigated something historical? And
the Tuskegee experiment, where they intentionally gave black men in the South syphilis.
Did they go back and investigate that?
Told them that they were, they were, somebody else investigated, and then finally the government's like, yes, it was probably bad that we, cruelly murdered over a course of decades several black men in the South just to see what syphilis would do to them and stuff.
Yikes.
And while telling them that they were being treated.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know any of that happened.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
The experiments. Don't.
How did they die from syphilis? Like, just because it was untreated?
I believe it was given to them.
Yeah, but, like, normally you don't die from syphilis.
There was also something
that's normally treated.
That's what I was asking. Like, they made them not, like, go to the doctor?
No, they were the doctors.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were pretending like they were treating them.
Oh, my God.
Circle, dot, dot. Now you got your cootie shut.
You know, this
should be fine.
That wasn't the only time that something has happened in the past like that. They, something else.
Nicaragua or Honduras or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking the U.S. government, though.
MKUltra.
No, the U.S. government did it to a bunch of people in Honduras or something.
Okay, I believe it. So in the South, and I guess this might have been a state thing that was happening throughout the South, but they basically fed people, like, only oats or only some sort of food.
That was,
and then they basically got sick because of it.
Yeah.
And basically, even though they knew better, like, they refused to.
That was very common. So what was going on was they would any kind of institutionalized person, whether it was an orphan or a convict or whatever, in the South would be fed grits and some kind of carbs with no meat, not even a little bit of bacon, like, in the entire pot or anything like that. Nothing. And then they would tell the Northerners, are like, you're killing people down there with that terrible ass diet. And they're like, hey, this is cultural. Why do you hate us? You beat us in the Civil War, and now you can't even let us feed our convicts the way we want.
Hey, grits are Yankees. Cultural. Grits are absolutely cultural to the South.
Grits are great.
Yeah, except you can't
have butter
only,
and salt.
You can't only feed people grits. You can't live on grits is, I think, the problem. Not so much that there's anything wrong with grits themselves.
Right. So, I mean, that was a... I don't know that that was... I wouldn't call that an experiment by the government.
Well,
that was
MKUltra,
a bunch of idiots.
They didn't do anything to themselves about MKUltra. They came out and were like, oh, well, we did that.
Yep.
And then they covered a bunch of stuff up, burned some places.
Yep.
And, yeah.
They'll do the same with Gulf of Tonkin. They're like, sorry. That's it. Nothing. You won't hear crap.
I mean, they even do it to the military, like personnel overseas,
I'm amazed that they're talking about even releasing any footage of UFOs and stuff, which says to me, of course, there must not be aliens, because if there were, they would never tell us.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Let's go to the phones. Got Tasman on the line here, calling in about the Crypto 6.
Hey there. I guess I don't have, like, a specific point to make, but certainly I think that this case is way, way, way more important than people are realizing yet.
Oh, by far.
I think it's going to blow up.
Which case are you referring to?
It's got to.
I know what case you're referring to. But the listeners don't.
Yeah. Give us a little overview of the case.
So basically, charges notwithstanding, let's just put a pin on that. But it's important that the federal government in the United States is going to make a decision about how cryptocurrency is viewed.
Regulated?
And that's going to impact a lot of people, not only in the U.S., but also worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is cryptocurrency, as they call it, currency. Is it a commodity, a virtual commodity, mm-hmm. which I can see a point, but I think that it is probably best described as by the Microsoft case from the 90s as
speech. Yeah.
It is code.
Yeah.
And it is speech, undeniably code.
Isn't speech money, according to the government?
Nope.
Or no, I'm sorry, isn't.
No, you're trying to.
What am I
thinking? That's the argument. That's the argument, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's trying to take the East. What you're trying to do is take the Citizens United thing and extrapolate from that. But regardless,
let's
go back to what it is clearly.
Right, right.
It is computer code. It is software, and software is considered speech by previous court cases.
Right.
Now, how they're going to come out and say that? Well, the FTC has decided that it's a virtual commodity. Well, good for them. Sounds like they're wrong.
In the library case, they're trying to say that libraries' cryptocurrency is a security.
Again, it's code.
Yep.
And it should be interesting to see. I don't know. They've got but I think that they're exactly right. There are some really groundbreaking cryptocurrency cases going on this year. And you can sit back and you can hope against hope that things go the way that you want them to go. Or you can actually do something that makes a hell of a lot more sense than voting, ladies and gentlemen. You can donate to the cases. In this case, you can go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6, and it doesn't matter whether you put the numeral or the letters. And you can donate there, and then you will have an actual effect. I'm talking to lawyers today about this very issue, and we're trying to... You know, we're trying to make your life and the life of your children a heck of a lot better, because these rapacious organizations that are thrashing and dying want very badly to get your money.
Yeah, one thing that can keep the United States from being a completely third world country if the dollar completely collapses is if its citizens have cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I mean, I think people will just ignore the law in the end. I mean, if the government collapses, the government collapses, you know? People will follow the law up to a point. What's that?
I said I'm kind of okay with that, but I have also spoken with lawyers today, you know, in trying to defend our community members. And it's hard because it's a really, really, really difficult case, and I think it's going to be just, you know, very important. And so I think people are kind of like, they don't want to get their hands burned.
Yeah, and you know why else this is an important case? Is because who else is going to stand up to the government? Nobody else is crazy enough to stand up to the government, you know, as these individuals of Crypto 6. You know,
at the very least, Ian Freeman and Rich Paul and Aria DeMezzo had some general notion as to what they were going to be facing.
Right.
You know, there's three of the Crypto 6 that, you know, that's just a bunch of schlubs that had no idea what was coming after them. But the other three, well, they are going to fight.
Yep.
That's for sure. The number, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Tasman.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding Vice President Harris shut down a migrant facility in San Antonio. The Republicans sent a letter to Harris that includes allegations of sexual assault, bullying, understaffing, and disregard for COVID-19 protocols at the federally run facility for unaccompanied minors. Abbott also tells Fox News as the weather gets warmer, the trip will become more and more dangerous for illegal immigrants.
We see the deaths of the migrants coming across the border really increase in July and August, when typically the temperatures down there can be 100 or above 100 degrees. The temperatures are mild right now.
Johnson & Johnson is delivering far fewer vaccine doses than expected in the next few weeks because of a manufacturing problem. The company only sending out 700,000 doses next week instead of the 5 million expected. USA Radio News. New details out regarding where the COVID-19 relief package money is being spent.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Turkey's foreign ministry says the United States will send two warships to the Black Sea as tensions between Russia and Ukraine continue to increase. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And I'm calling today the first day of recovery for me from COVID. I'm about.
Big one there.
Yeah.
Big question mark on that one.
I'm hoping that it doesn't, you know, return, because that's one of the things that COVID is known for. But I really feel like today's the first day of my recovery.
I bet a lot of people out there, like, have been waiting for the day that Free Talk Live would get COVID, and it happened. Almost all Free Talk Live got COVID.
Oh, you know it.
It's a fucking wasteland. Yeah. Six of us got it.
Yeah, you know it. All the people who are, like, super mask, you know, masky, they absolutely were waiting for this day just so they could bash us.
Yeah, and, if it makes anyone feel better, it was a guy that was using the hospital. So came out, well, that's where people get sick, right?
Yeah.
And, so drug it out of there and spread it around, and because that's how viruses work.
Yeah.
And that's how viruses work. You know,
I actually thought it was possibly a law enforcement officer that caused it originally, but
I was
maybe not.
Me too.
Equally skeptical, because it was just so close to the time where we got raided, and, you know, biological warfare is certainly not something the government's above, but I wondered.
I wasn't suggesting that they intentionally infected us. So what happened was during the raids, one of the Keene Police Department employees, Jason Short, I believe it was, he actually came up so close to both myself and Bob. And Bob wasn't feeling well, like, the next day, I think, or something like that. Maybe it was, like, 5 days later. I forget exactly. But the timing was right, is what he was telling me.
I thought he coughed on Bob.
He coughed on Bob. Yeah, he actually coughed on Bob. Right in his face.
Oh,
and
God. I would sue.
Well, anyway, but he certainly wasn't doing the 6 foot thing, and you can actually see it on the video, if I'm not mistaken, that was released. So, that was our speculation, but we didn't know at the time that yeah, it's possible that that was what caused it, but it might also, there's a just as likely chance that it was, one of the other people who were arrested one of the other people in our community here that spread it.
Yeah, I think it was what Mark said, the person who's been in and out of the hospital.
Yes, that
the
individual.
Other thing is, like, he doesn't come hang out with us ever until after the raid, so it's the perfect time for him to give it to us.
He was around at that time after the raid, so yep. It could be that it was him that...
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But, I'm not like I'm looking to sue the guy or anything like that. I mean,
why would you?
He's just some poor guy.
Yeah, it's not like he intentionally did it.
He has to go to the hospital.
And for me, yeah. I'm happy that he didn't come down with it the way I did, because it could have killed him.
Yeah. I haven't heard from him, but hopefully he's doing better.
I gotta have him checked on. I checked today, but the person with whom his roommate didn't know anything.
There's a few people that I'm actually concerned about. There's one of the other people who are infected, like, of the six co-hosts. I haven't heard from him in days. He hasn't been on any.
I checked on the captain yesterday, and he was doing okay.
Okay. On break, we'll talk about somebody else because there's. I'm a little concerned.
Okay. Well, to the best of my knowledge, the ones who got it the worst were me and the captain. So
yeah, the person I'm thinking of has medical conditions that could be a problem.
Yeah, including hypochondria, I'm sure. The number,
possibly.
603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. And interestingly, I'm sure Bitcoin.com is very interested in the story that Peter Thiel is saying that it's likely that China is trying to weaponize Bitcoin against the United States. And if you want to keep up on your cryptocurrency news, Bitcoin.com is a great place to do it. I'm not sure that they've got commentary on this yet, but it is, it's just the sort of thing they keep track of there at Bitcoin.com. So go ahead.
So back to Yahoo Finance talking about Peter Thiel. It says, Thiel's comment on the potential use of Bitcoin as a Chinese financial weapon was followed by his forecast of its threat to fiat current or money and the U.S. dollar specifically. This comes as China recently trialed its central bank-issued digital currency. According to Thiel, this internal stablecoin will amount to nothing other than some sort of totalitarian measuring device. However, he did urge U.S. policymakers to consider these crypto-forward moves from a geopolitical point of view.
So, what I think he's correct. First off, you're not going to regulate yourself out of this problem, okay?
No.
You know, that a little bit of closing the door, barn door after the horses have left? No, sorry, that's not going to work. But the United States government can take certain policy stances towards Bitcoin that will head off problems with China in the future, or it can continue acting like buying and selling Bitcoin is somehow an attack on our banks and our world monetary system, and you're going to have to go to jail.
Well, that's
not going to work.
And you know what's funny about this whole thing is they haven't even scared the people in New Hampshire, like, away from doing the things that they arrested six people, but there's a lot more people in New Hampshire doing the exact same thing.
They arrested six people for crimes that aren't even crimes.
Right, exactly. And this is the thing that people have to remember. They're not just coming for these six people. They're coming for your money, too.
Yeah.
Crypto.
They're willing to lie about their own laws to lock you up, too.
Yep.
And that's why thecrypto6.com is an important website to go to and start donating so that we can defend these people. Because, well, your freedoms are at stake, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And you can also get a t-shirt from thecrypto6.com, too, and help support and advocate for, let other people know that you're advocating for the Crypto6 as well.
We're a conversation starter. The thing about the last paragraph, though, that sounds weird is he said that the internal stable coin would be some sort of totalitarian measuring device, but then he says that the U.S. policymakers should consider these crypto-forward moves. So,
well, they're already, I mean, so look, China has already made its digital currency. And the United States and the EU are looking at creating one themselves. So they're, two, three, 4 years behind. It's not like they haven't had any warning.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we have to be careful about this. It's a digital currency, but it's not necessarily a cryptocurrency.
Right, just because it's digital doesn't mean it's crypto.
And they're afraid of cryptocurrencies. That's why they're creating a digital currency to try and compete, even though it probably won't
do. We don't have good definitions as to what a cryptocurrency is.
This is true.
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, but it's not a cryptocurrency. But it's not decentralized because it's a cryptocurrency. It's a cryptocurrency because it's backed by crypto. It has unbreakable cryptographic code. And so we don't even have good definitions as to what makes one of these things good and one of them bad, which is a huge problem in the whole community where we've created all this stuff. You know, when we first talked about Bitcoin, it was going to be microtransactions, anonymity, basically, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's just, you know, free or nearly free transactions and all this other sort of thing. None of that's so anymore.
Well, I mean, there are cryptocurrencies that match all of those things still. It's just not necessarily Bitcoin,
it's
right?
It's not Bitcoin.
Certainly, I think there are some essential elements to a cryptocurrency, and one of them is the decentralization aspect of it, and there not being any control over your ability to, you know, send that crypto, send that value. Because
that's important.
If you look at, like,
I don't think that's a definition, like, the term should be axiomatic.
They've abused the term, right?
But what I'm saying is it should be axiomatic. Cryptocurrency means cryptographic and currency. If you wanted it to mean decentralized or unimpedable by the state or something like that, it should be part of the terminology. It should be part of the definition. It never was, and that's because too many people had too many reasons of getting involved.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, I mean, you can't really include every single, you know, a description in every single word using, right? So I don't know that's, I think there's still certain essentials to what makes a cryptocurrency a cryptocurrency.
I think good luck to the boys at Monero, but, it's not rising at the percentage that Bitcoin is.
That's true.
And it has, you know, languished for the whole time all the others alts have, you know, and I don't know. At this point, the king of the hill is Bitcoin. BTC.
If you're talking about market capital, sure.
Yep.
The number, market cap.
603-283-6160. Call in and call me a liar. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Yeah. Mark with you.
Chris.
And Bonnie.
The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. So there you go. Peter Thiel, he thinks that perhaps the China is going to weaponize Bitcoin against the United States, and I don't know, you can believe it, and or not, or whatever, and if you do believe it, you're racist, and who knows? It's a weird, crazy world out there. But, yeah, I think it's obvious that everything in the upcoming conflict between the United States and China, which appears to be on the horizon and likely with Taiwan right in the middle of it all, is going to be weaponized in some manner or another. But one thing, the WHO, speaking of a weaponized organization, does not back is vaccination passports for now.
That really shocked me. I saw that headline and I was like, wow, they're actually not trying to force vaccination passports? That's shocking.
Well, different organizations want them, and they want them for different reasons. So airlines appear to be the ones that are pushing the hardest for vaccine passports, and that's so that everybody can get back to flying.
Right.
They, you know, everybody thinks of flying as the most dangerous activity they could do, when in fact the air exchange on airplanes has always been quite good. Clearly, you don't want to be sitting next to somebody who's dying of COVID. So, you know, how do we solve this problem? And let me read the article here from Reuters, and then we can discuss airlines in a second. The World Health Organization does not back requiring vaccination passports for travel due to uncertainty over whether inoculation prevents transmission of the virus, as well as equity concerns, a spokeswoman said on Tuesday. So this equity concerns, normally this is not my highest priority, but if it works for me, I'm kind of happy about it. We, as WHO, are saying at this stage we would not like to see the vaccination passport as a requirement for entry or exit because we're not certain at this stage the vaccine prevents transmission.
Wait, they're just talking about entry and exit of the country?
What I still don't understand is there's not one vaccine, right? There's multiple vaccines.
I know, but they're 99% effective, right?
No, they're not. There's a varying degree of effectiveness as far as I understand.
Each one's different?
Yes.
You mean they're not all the same?
No, it's something like 80% all the way up to like 90-something.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
And those, believe me, all those things are false too.
Yeah.
There are all these other questions apart from the question of discrimination against people who are not able to have the vaccine for one reason or another, she told a UN news briefing. The WHO now expects a review to review China's COVID-19 vaccines, Sinopharm and Sinovac, for possible emergency use listing around the world, around the end of April, Harris said. It's not coming as quickly as we had hoped because we need more data, she said, declining to provide more information, citing confidentiality. So, yeah, we don't have enough data, and we're not going to give it to you, that's for sure. WHO Director General Tedros, I don't know these people's names, appealed last month to countries with excess vaccine supplies to donate 10 million doses urgently to the COVAX facility, which it runs with the Gavi Vaccine Alliance. Export restrictions by India left the vaccine sharing program short of supplies of AstraZeneca's vaccine made by the Serum Institute of India. Harris said she had no update on any country stepping forward, adding, "We are very much looking for more vaccine." So, in part, they don't know whether vaccination prevents, the spread of COVID, which, well, we don't know that. And what would be the point of a vaccine passport if we don't know that? Secondly, they're worried that certain people from certain countries can't get in and can't get out. If you don't want people to be traveling, then you don't give them the COVID vaccine, that kind of thing. So if you're North Korea, nobody gets the vaccine. Nobody can leave.
It's just interesting that the WHO would stand up for any of that, after the last year of basically turning humanity into slaves.
Well, the WHO, it's not like these organizations are nefarious and evil. They are... controlled by people that have their own agendas,
Spot on.
And so nobody out there, it's like there's no sort of a Sphinxian evil character in the world where if they're speaking, they're telling a lie. Like, you can't do that. There's nobody who's actually at their heart completely evil. They all just want the good thing that they want for the reason that they want it. And that's that. Yes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, definitely.
Not bad ones. Because no one would listen to anybody who has bad intentions. And that is how it works.
I don't know. I just feel like all these politicians are popping in my head that I can't give even a seed of the benefit of the doubt for, Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton.
Well, the worst always rises to the top when it comes to politics.
Yeah, well, so when you're talking about the, names like that, you're talking about people who will use any situation to better their career. So, Nancy Pelosi doesn't kick every puppy she sees.
Yeah, but after George Floyd died, she mocked him, basically.
I don't know, but then she wore a Wakanda shawl and
that's what I'm talking about. She did the kneeling for 9 minutes in remembrance of George Floyd. That just sounds like mocking him.
Oh, that's the mocking.
Yeah.
Well, that's not obviously mocking. That's intending to be in solidarity with.
I don't know. It was just such bad taste. How could you possibly be like that caliber of a person and decide that that wasn't bad taste? I don't know.
People have different kind of tastes all the time. Things seem ridiculous to me or not ridiculous to other people.
No, that's for sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was reading, I don't know what you guys know about Stop Freaking, but Stop Freaking Facebook page at some point here this week. And I was like, they're saying so many good things about us.
Wait, they still exist?
Not really. There was five messages, I think.
What good things?
Since the raid. I don't even know. I don't even remember. It was just it was all stuff that was from my perspective was positive. It was praising us, but from their perspective, it was a criticism.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, freaking does have its own, it's cultivated its own little detractors over time.
Oh, yeah.
People who have, well, frankly, nothing better to do than comment on Freakin' articles.
I always thought it was hilarious considering Freakin' isn't like a group and they treat it like a group and it's just a blog.
That's because what else would you do?
You can't argue against a blog.
And
the papers, you know, the newspapers, same thing. They'll be like, Freakin' cooperative. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mix
like,
stuff up.
I don't know how to explain this, but, like, you know, libertarians in Keene are no different than, you know, any other political group. It's like, do you say the Republican cooperative? I mean, like, have you ever heard that?
Yeah, they always call Ian, like, the leader of the freak Keene group or something like
and
that.
Clearly, if anything, this week has shown that it's not, there is not a leader. We are all leaders. Free Talk Live wouldn't be continuing if Ian was the leader and we were, like, somehow not all leaders. We are all leaders, you know?
Yeah, you would cut the head off and it would be over, but instead,
nope.
You know, so the show goes on.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, I will agree that we're, you know, the talk show itself is too decentralized, but, you know, it's hard to do a talk show, you know, on radio and not have it be centralized to a great degree.
Right. It has to, have to have people in the same studio. You have to, you know, run the feed through the satellites and, you know, all that stuff. There's certain centralized aspects.
There's just, unfortunately, compromises that just have to be made, you know, and if you want that audience. And I, you know, I'm not a fan of, you know, say FCC censorship, but there ain't much I can do about it, you know, but I'm working towards, you know, trying to fight that. It's just the reality is, you know, we need more people in New Hampshire. We need more, you know, we need an independent state. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to do.
Still talk about New Hampshire after the Federal Bureau of Investigation ran a drone through the front window?
You got to
ran a bearcat through the door and you're talking about we just need more people in the free state? For what? So, for like target practice for the cops? Are you kidding?
You think this wouldn't have happened in Florida?
So I think it should. I think Ian should have left America 3 years ago when I told him to.
Yeah. So I don't think. I think you know. It's interesting. We should bring this up. I think it's a great topic to talk about. Really. So you've actually gone out and looked at other places outside the United States, Mark.
Yes, I have. Yes.
I think that is a great thing to do. I just don't necessarily think that the reality is in the short term that we will achieve that. I think that is a long term goal. But we have to organize in New Hampshire because that's where we started.
We are going to have Free Talk Live is going to have a secondary studio in the year 2021.
I hope so.
Outside of the U.S. I hope so. Nothing. I mean, like, I've got the setup being worked on and...
Great.
Yeah, absolutely going to happen. Anyway, the number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.